Red, check out.
For the first time in 30 years, participation in high school athletics declined during the 2018-2019 school year, according to a study released this fall by the National Federation of State High School Associations. The biggest contributor to the drop, football. Nearly 30,000 less high school players played football in 2018 than did in 2017. There are still over 1 million participants nationwide, but a 3% dip is both noticeable and worrying. So why is this happening? And is there anything that can be done about it? That's what we set out to uncover on tonight's Football Friday Night feature. Let's start with the why. Todd Tharp is our go-to man at the Iowa High School Athletic Association. He's a former administrator and coach, so he's plugged in, and he says that there are several things he's hearing.
There is a concern out there regarding concussions, regarding CTE. There's lots of other opportunities, you know, for students to do other things. We have students specializing, I think, more than maybe what we have in the past. You know, there's the whole aspect of, you know, socioeconomic. I mean, we hear from some of our schools that, you know, kids can't participate in football because, you know, they're either having to get a job after school, or, you know, they have to help babysit maybe their younger siblings because, you know, mom and dad are both working. I mean, those are things that we hear.
Of all of those reasons, concussions are getting far and away the most press. Tharp found a recent TV commercial particularly damning.
Basically, you know, compares CTE to smoking cigarettes, and that the more cigarettes you smoke, you know, the possibilities of getting cancer, and, you know, the more years you play tackle football relates to, you know, increasing your opportunities of having, you know, CTE.
And while nobody wants to minimize brain injuries, Pella Christian football coach Rich Kaczmarinski wants high school parents to know that the game their sons are playing on Friday night is not comparable to what they watch on TV on Sunday afternoons.
I watched that game a little bit. I'm not a huge NFL fan, but, you know, the size and the speed of those guys and the hits those guys are absorbing and giving on a down-by-down, week-by-week basis, to me is honestly unfathomable. So, you know, those guys are getting paid a lot of money. They understand the risk of it. But I think that at the high school level, it's a safe sport. And I think we're doing everything we can to continue to make sure it's a safe sport.
And while it is a safe sport, it's also a very hard sport. And Tharp says that there's another reason he's hearing from his colleagues as to why kids aren't going out.
Sometimes it's just you against an offensive lineman against a defensive lineman, and you're pushing each other around for 10 seconds, and then you get a 20-second break, and then you got to go ahead and do it again, and then you switch from offense to defense.
Stay low here, Devin.
Go, Devin.
Ready.
Hit.
There you go. There you
drive,
go.
Drive. There you go.
Nice.
Devin.
It's just a hard sport. There is contact involved with it as well, too. I mean, if you don't like contact, you know, for some kids, then football maybe is not the sport for them.
Kaczmarinski says that the battle for time and attention among young men and women has also changed significantly over the last few decades.
Growing up in Mallard, Iowa, 30 years ago, you know, if you didn't play football in the fall, you know, I mean, you had to stay home and do more chores on the farm. Whereas now there's more sport opportunities, there's more academic opportunities, there's more electronic opportunities just with the internet and all the gaming out there. And there's work opportunities, you know, that people didn't have 30 years ago.
One local football coach that's losing that battle for time and attention is Twin Cedars Cam Parker.
You know, I can think of probably 7-8 kids right now that were at Twin Cedars this year that would have helped us tremendously if they've been out for football and on the team. So for various reasons, they just chose not to play this year, decided not to go out. Some have played in the past. Others haven't played football at all before, and I've been trying for 4 years like crazy to get them. So, you know, I just can't forget. I think it's one of the greatest things of all time to be able to do that growing up and represent your school on a Friday night, and now kids just don't want to do it.
Parker played at Twin Cedars a decade ago, and he says that participation in the program has dwindled rapidly in that time.
I graduated in 2009, just a little for a little perspective from Twin Cedars myself, and we had maybe 40 guys out for football when I was a senior. So my class was a pretty big class, so that really fluctuated. We had a lot of boys, and about every single one was played. In 2013, there we had a real good stretch there with Brent Parker, their quarterback, and his class had, I think, 16, 17 boys out alone just in his grade that year when he was senior, as I know. And we're ending the season here this week, left to deal with 14 guys on our team. So we're just in this drastic drop off here. It's been going down and down and down.
Tharp says that one of the solutions nationwide to get more players to play is to make the decision that administrators at Twin Cedars and Melcher Dallas made 2 decades ago. And while it won't help Parker get the 7 or 8 kids out that he really thinks could have helped them this year, it's a solution that saved his program and allowed the 14 players taking the field tonight to play the game that they love.
We're seeing an increase in the number of schools that are playing 6-player, 8-player, and 9-players.
Specifically, 156 more programs adopted non-11-player football last year, resulting in nearly 1,600 more kids playing at those levels. While those other options keep programs alive and keep opportunities available for high schoolers to play football, they don't solve the other problems: concussions, specialization, and the fight for time and attention. Tharp says that before they can really try to address the issues, they need a more firm grip on what the problems are and not just anecdotal evidence. That's why the IHSAA has partnered with Grandview University to undertake one of the largest research studies in the history of its organization.
We will be releasing a survey to every single high school in the state of Iowa, and we want the schools to survey every single one of their male students, grades 9 through 12, and any females that play football as well, too, but we want to get a survey out and interview all those male athletes, and we want to ask and then hopefully get some answers to what is it that, you know, if they don't go out for football and they don't go out for a fall sport, what is it, what's the reason why?
That survey went out this week, and Tharp says that they've asked schools to conduct them over the next several weeks so that the professors and students at Grandview can begin compiling the data, which will hopefully be available next spring.
Instead of, you know, spraying a wall with all sorts of options, let's, you know, use a laser and focus on one or two instead of thinking, well, there might be 12 different things and we're guessing what those are. Let's see if we can find the one or two, and then let's really focus on seeing if we can combat those issues.
As the state association works from the top to solve the issue of declining participation in football, coaches will continue to be the boots on the ground trying to get athletes onto the field. Kakmarinski says that's a passion of his that will never stop.
I still think football is just a great, great way to develop young men. Teaches team atmosphere, teaches discipline, hard work, all the things that I think make a person successful or can make a person successful. So I still believe in this game. I'm still recruiting young people to play it. I think it's good for them. And again, we're doing everything we can to make it safe and fun.
13-3.
You're good.
Let's go. How many times?
Reporting for KNIA Cable Sports and Football Friday Night, I'm Trevor Castle.